Sam Alonga, a resident of Magui County in South Sudan's Eastern Equatorial State, says the vision of Dr. John Garang, the founder of the SPLM to take towns to the people, which means provide basic services to all people, has not materialized. Alonga says today's political leaders have not done much to fulfill Garang's vision. He says there has been little economic development in rural areas. When one travels to villages like Ofiriha or Agoro in Magui County, he says, for example, one can hardly find a school or a primary health facility. Alonga says the lack of proper infrastructure has cost several lives.
Like this week, I'm talking from the heart of Magui. A woman is brought from a wing pool, PSCU, under labor, and the woman died on the way. Now, had it to be that the best is taken to that village, I don't really know whether that woman was going to lose, where we are going to lose that life. Which means it is really affect us drastically. We citizens, when we are really affected with that kind, we have to think moving somewhere else, like going to the border, crossing to another part of the Arab country, where has no that kind of service which actually was promised, was given by the freedom fighter.
Alonga says South Sudanese have experienced several conflicts which have left communities divided along ethnic lines. He says the SPLM leadership should push harder and work to promote peace because war has been the biggest obstacle to development in parts of the country. Data Gordon, an activist with OK Foundation, a local youth rights organization, says nothing has been done regarding the SPLM vision where he lives.
10 years down the road, I've not really seen the SPLM vision of taking towns to the villages reach my village. This is because so much of the national budget has gone into security, but less into service delivery. And amidst the much budget into security, there is so much conflict that has been experienced within the 10 years. This has led to displacement, destruction, and the killing of innocent civilians. So if this is the vision, then it is sad that we need to revisit it.
Gordon says the government should speed up work on infrastructure projects, including roads and dams, and invest in the health and education sectors, saying South Sudan would only grow when the population is educated and healthy. Lake State resident Magot Machut says he has seen many developmental changes. He says before independence, only a few villages had mobile phones and many people had to travel to towns to communicate with their families across the world. And there have been other changes, says Machot.
We have some areas that the government have really delivered the service to the people of South Sudan. So now if you can go across South Sudan or the area where I am, so there are schools. So we will first be part of the SPLM implementation. So the next is the healthcare centers. Now if you can check many areas, so people are really access to communication compared to the last time of the struggle. The government also have road connections, on which the roads linking the villages to towns are now working.
Machot says it's true that many areas, including his village, still lack access to piped clean water. He says people travel long distances to the riverside or at times crowd around a borehole to fetch water, which he says often frequently leads to fights breaking out. Machot faults the ruling party for not developing the industrial sector, something he says is a key factor in a country's growth, but he says that is likely due to continued deadly fighting. University of Juba political science professor Jacob Chol says in 2011 after independence, the SPLM party was supposed to unite the people and take services closer to them, but unfortunately war broke out in 2013 and again in 2016, which he says weakened the party because it lost valuable resources. As the country marks its 10th anniversary, Chol says the SPLM party should reflect on its original vision and start planning for a better South Sudan.
South Sudan is a vast land, and the leading party, the SPLM, in all of our 10 states. I mean, so they should have plans for the whole country, plan for each state, even plan for the counties, plan for the Buma, plan for Payam. And this plan now should now be given over, hand over to the sub-national leadership of the party, the state, the counties, the Buma, and the Payam, so that this vision now are realized and they are seen by everybody that this is what we are going to do, but without information. And demonstration of this policies, they will end up here in Juba in the SPLM house.
Agustino Ting Mayai, an economic analyst with Juba-based think tank, the Sud Institute, says the SPLM's vision of taking towns to villages, which translates into providing services to rural areas, has not produced any meaningful results because the country has had very limited stability to deliver services. He also says there have been no concrete plans to deliver those services. Mayai says South Sudan is still too dependent on oil for its revenue stream.
The SPLM first needs to take control of the government, particularly the policy of the government, by developing a strategy that informs how the government delivers services to the population. What this means is that the SPLM needs to lead a plan which includes having an institution that deals with development agenda. As we speak, it's the Ministry of Finance that does planning, but that planning is only economic planning, and it does not provide any activities related to development planning. The SPLM needs to take control of that and establishes, in this case, an authority on development, which would inform the government. Without that, you can have all the money in the world, but services will not be delivered.
South Sudan in Focus contacted Acting SPLM Secretary General Gemma Nunukumba for comment. Kumba said she was not in position to speak at that time, but asked to be called the following day. She did not answer subsequent calls or respond to text messages. Deng Mading, the acting SPLM Information Secretary and party spokesperson, acknowledges the party has not fulfilled the vision of taking towns to the villages.
You can see the only thing we are making now is roads. We have already embarked roads, and then the services to the people actually have not come into the way we have been dreaming. Of course, the services to the people, we mean education, we mean health, and then we mean schools, we mean roads, we mean the clean drinking water and all these through the taps, electricity and so on. So all these things have not been done yet.
Mading says the SPLM party has weathered many challenges, starting with the death of Dr. John Garang. After Salva Kiir was appointed president, Mading said the SPLM began working on development projects, but said the party's attention was diverted to implementing the referendum. He says development of the country was interrupted again when the civil war broke out in 2013 and again in 2016. Mading says the SPLM is now focused on implementing the 2018 peace agreement, but security across the country remains a challenge.
We have not even recovered from the war itself. You can see now we have so many IDPs, we have many people who have gone into refugees camp, and we have rebel groups who are still outside. They have not even signed the peace agreement. Some of them sign and then they renegade. So you can see now the whole cycling and the whole business of the SPLM in the government as a ruling party has become only of how to implement peace and how to make people in the leadership of the SPLM itself, whether those who have rebelled, just to see how you can accommodate them in the position. So still yet, I cannot tell you that we are going to take services to the people.
Mading says the SPLM has built some schools and roads, including roads that link Juba to Barghazal and Bor, but the government's priority now is to implement the revitalized peace deal and encourage the return of South Sudanese refugees. Once those tasks are completed, says Mading, the party will focus on providing basic services to the people. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.